This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the first Friday of the month, the brand new month of January, brand new year. We are so blessed and highly favored. And yes, we have reached the end of the week. And that is why the excitement is revving up on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Today, we are hitting the road with our motoring journalist, Prashovin Naidu. He'll take us under the hood of the Audi RS5 and sharing his moments on the track. Plus, we'll detour into his journey with Susie, his Suzuki Grand Vitara long-termer, including updates from his recent road trip, that is, to Durban. And of course, Prashovin has a motoring tip to keep you safe and savvy, along with the Hot Jam launch to launch your weekend, man. So he is on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashovin. Welcome back and happy new year.
Good afternoon, King Vasha. Happy new year to yourself and the good listeners out there.
How was the crossover, Prashovin?
Oh, it was mind-blowing, hey, King Vasha. I'm still in 2024 at the moment.
You haven't really entered 2025 the way you hoped you would, huh?
I haven't, taken that shoe. How is things your side?
Look, man, I mean, I crossed over at church. I was at church. It was an amazing experience, you know, being in the presence of the Lord. And then after that, I had to go make people dance for sure, and it was back to work. I had two gigs after 12, and I had to just go make people dance, and that's exactly what I did.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I spent it with a friend. We were in a hurry to get to Mshlanga for the fireworks, and we just made it on time.
Oh, man, that's amazing. That's amazing. Wow, wow. So, I mean, let's get back into the business, Prashovin. What was it like, you know, to get behind the wheel of the Audi RS5?
I think it was a dream, eh? I loved it. I know it's not the most favorite Audi out there, but I enjoyed it around the track for my little short stint with it. Took it around, did a few laps in it, and I thought that thing was comfort, but also sportiness meshed into one. And it had a 2.9-liter turbo, twin turbo V6 engine, so it had enough gumption. That translates into 331 kilowatts and 600 newton meters of torque. So it's very punchy, and as you can imagine, in the corners you throw it around, it's a very refined beast. I quite liked it, although, you know, it's often overlooked, that vehicle, because you have so many other competitors out there, which is what's happening now. So yeah, that was my little short experience with it.
Amazing. Wow. And now, I mean, when it comes to its design, Prashovin, how does the Audi, you know, the Audi RS5 differ from its preceders?
It's a lot more aggressive in its design approaches. You'll notice others look fantastic with this baby blue color, and these wheels, they call it phantom alloys or something like that, because it's in black. Mm. But it looked quite appealing to the eye, and it just stood out like candy at a candy store. And, you know, it's aggressive, it's modern compared to its predecessor. It's sharper lines, a wider stance, lovely LED headlights that just simply blur, you know, into one's eyes. And it's just sporty, and I quite liked it. One can either get it in the coupe variant or the Sportback, which offers more practicality, which gives you a lot more room. But I like the coupe. The coupe looks a bit more cooler, a bit more gangsterish.
Of course. So, I mean, I've got the picture of the outside and everything. I need us to step inside. Does it feel, you know, plush and packed with all the creature comforts?
Definitely. Audi, yes, they do. I'll be honest with you, they have skimped here and there in some of their cars I've driven. But it's the minimalistic approach is definitely there. But quality, the pulsed leather seats with options. You can either get it in Alcantara accents, and it offers heated cooling and even a massaging function. But that being said, it is on the firmer side. But it's set up inside. It has a lovely sleek dashboard design, 10.1-inch infotainment screen, very easy to use, operate, and a virtual cluster. But yes, about that, it's minimalism galore. And talking about pricing, King Bash, well, the 2024, or shall I say now, the 2025, it starts at around 1,625,000 rand. So, and it does depend on, you know, optional extras like the carbon styling package or advanced tech features. So, how is this not cheap anymore? Oh, they were never cheap, but just now it's ridiculously priced.
Yeah, no, they're really, really pricey. But now let's talk rivals. I mean, you touched a bit about them, but would you say the Audi RS5 is worth considering? Is that a yay or nay? Also looking at, you know, the starting price of 1.6 million?
I think it's a bit more softer in compared to the rivals. It's all-wheel drive. It's not rear-wheel drive. But they've thrown in a slip differential, so they've tried to cater for that preference. But yeah, it's not really. It's a nice everyday commute for those people that want that sportiness, that want to take it out on a long drive, but also have that comfort at bay. Rivals wise, it's facing the likes of the BMW M3, and now we'll also throw in the M4 too. The Porsche Cayman, the 718 Cayman. And then the Mercedes-Benz C63. I wouldn't say this, the new hybrid version, which we don't like, which has a 2 liter. I would say previous gen, but because the new hybrid is just ridiculously priced, and I mean you pay almost like $3 million for a 2 liter evoking dash. So yeah, that's what it's facing, and I think it's, you know, I don't know. I might take M3 in green with white leather seats.
I enjoy the drop top. The M4 drop top is a dream. I saw it and I'm like, look, I need this baby. But it was pricey. It was 2.8, and I was like, you know what? I need to work a tad bit harder, because before, in the next 4 years, we're looking at, if I do not have that in my garage, I don't know. I really don't know. The Porsche will come after, but I'm thinking, yo, that M3, that M4 drop top in green, for me, it's gonna be one. You know what I mean?
I can see you driving the King.
I need to.
And then throw one or two side chicks there, and you
shut the. Oh my goodness, Rishima. But nonetheless, man, onto the road trip. How was Durban? And I mean, what was, you know, the drivers like in the, or the drive rather, like in the Suzuki, in Susie? Let me not even call it in full. The Vitara is the name of the car, but in Susie, how did Susie do on the road trip to Durban?
Susie was quite a comfortable. She was very cool on the open road, handled well, and I think obviously it was underpowered. The Grand Vitara was very underpowered, and it did struggle. It was hunting for gears, but you know what? It was a good set of wheels to explore Durban, go to Delito, you know, with my friends, and we just roughed it out. We went, we ate good food, spent the New Year together, made memories that could last a lifetime. So I think that's what a car really represents. Really own one or have one. And I think that's just the, you know, you can look past some of the inadequacies. And there was a lot of inadequacies, if I must say myself, my co-pilot driver. He did point out, you know, that, yes, underpowered, the gear ratio. If they just fix that, I think Susie would be very, very in good condition. But overall, I quite like it. And remember, Suzuki, they're not really trying to be luxurious like Mazda. They're really budget-beater vehicles. So you have to expect the odd, you know, inadequacy.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, so, Prashoven, let's wrap it up with a motoring tip and a hot jam of the week, of course.
All right, thank you, Kingdash. So this is a tip that maybe we often overlook. Keep your car's carbon filters clean. So dirty carbon filters can reduce air circulation and trap allergens, leading to poor air quality inside the car. This can affect focus, comfort, especially on long drives. So just, it's always good to just replace them annually and make sure it's serviced and obviously fresher drive in the future. And we're going to end off by Wave Rider. The song is called Make Sense.
Oh, yes. Most definitely, Prashoven. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on this brand new year, on the first Friday of the year. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead, yeah?
Thank you so much, Kingash. Have a blessed day, and all to the listeners as well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Prashoven. That's how we wrap it up.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.